guy does a really nice job. If I had one criticism, the only criticism, well, I mean, one, I wish he'd make a full duplex one. I'd be all over that. And, but that's a small nit. The only one is that Wi-Fi by light is sketchy. And I don't know why he could easily incorporate, you know how like, I'm trying to think of a product in particular that does this, but you probably have experienced one. But it has its own Wi-Fi hotspot, like it you hook up to it, and then you configure it and set it up for your network, and boom, it's on. I think you can do that nowadays. I think you can do that with PiStar, can you? Or maybe the chipster version of PiStar. I know for sure you can do it with the OpenSpot. But if he had a little bit better way of setting up the initial Wi-Fi, or if you walk into a strange area where you don't have Wi-Fi, and for some reason it's not convenient for you to, you know, let's say you're traveling and your phone dies. You know, now, you know, the only thing likely your hotspot knew was the phone that died. So now you're traveling with your node, and you're going to have a hell of a time getting it online, unless you get that Wi-Fi by light to work, which has been spotty for a lot of people. Anyhow, that's my only nit. It's kind of a small one, but they're great. And the web UI is the phone interface is nice. It's not great, you know, but it does everything you need it to do very well. So that's my advertisement this morning for the Clear products, Clear Zero, Clear Node, whatever. And I don't know which one you got there, Anthony. I don't know if it's going to be hard for you to hook up with Dakota, but you know, you can always stop in at my shop if you're in the area, and anytime, you know, it's pay a visit, say hi, give you the nickel tour, and we could take a look at whatever you need. Just an offer, you know, on anything. And I still owe you a list of radios. I know. Go ahead, Anthony.